From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Tuesday, April 22nd. Coming up, we'll learn how tariffs are likely to make things more expensive for farmers. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A local Catholic educator says the late Pope Francis inspired students in Champaign to serve their community. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
15 students at the High School of St. Thomas More are taking a course on Catholic social teachings this spring. Sister Bridget Martin is the school's principal. She says the writings of Pope Francis motivated two students to join a cleanup of Boneyard Creek.
They invited their classmates to join them in that, and just the necessity to take care of the earth so that it's here for generations to come. I think that's something that really sticks out to some of our students.
Martin says the school will honor the Pontiff's memory in a Tuesday Mass following the Easter weekend. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Hundreds of people came together at the Urbana Courthouse this weekend to protest the Trump administration. IPM's May Antar has more.
Betsy is an 82-year-old woman from Tuscola. She wanted to keep her last name anonymous out of fear for her safety. She says right now, the danger to America's democracy is greater than ever, and she feels like she can't sit at home any longer.
I could have marched and protested back in the 60s and 70s, but I didn't. But now I am.
Betsy says the Trump administration is being cruel and violating people's rights. Protesters in Urbana held up signs to support Social Security, organized labor, and immigrant communities. The demonstration was one of thousands across the nation this weekend. May Ansar, IPM News.
Illinois lawmakers and human services advocates kicked off a week-long campaign to increase funding for the State Department of Human Services. Isabella Nieto reports.
The week of action is called Living Wages, Thriving Communities. It calls on Illinois lawmakers to increase funding for the State Department of Human Services for the next fiscal year. IDHS oversees programs that help residents with everything from food insecurity to housing. The campaign is also calling for support for the Human Services Equitable Pay Act. The legislation would require IDHS to conduct a study on the rate of compensation for their employees, including wages and benefits. Advocates hope this would drive a wage increase for workers. Lawmakers face a May 31st deadline to pass next year's state budget. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Still to come, we'll learn how tariffs are likely to make things more expensive for farmers. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Illinoisans react to the death of Pope Francis at the age of 88. Local Catholic leaders join us to talk about how Francis' views on the environment and humanity shaped the Catholic Church, plus the process of picking a new pope. Brian Mackey is back as your host. Please join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. The trade war comes at a terrible time for American farmers. Many were already losing money. Crop prices are low, and the cost of things like fertilizer and farm equipment are way up. Tariffs are likely to make things worse. And as Harvard Public Media's Frank Morris reports, some fear conditions are ripe for the worst farm crisis in 45 years.
On Glen Broncos, farm in the Kansas Flint Hills, it's about time to shear sheep and plant soybeans. Broncos livestock are lucrative this year, but the long hours they'll put in growing corn and soybeans are likely to cost him money.
This is a pretty tough time, to be honest. This is about as grim a time as I've seen for crop production, nothing looks like it's going to make money right now.
Mainly because everything that Bronco has to buy to stay in business has gone through the roof, but crop prices are low. Lots of farmers are operating in the red. Bronco supports President Trump, but says his trade war is going to hurt.
But yeah, we're already stressed, and this doesn't help.
Until recently, China was buying about a quarter of the U.S. soy crop. But then Trump slapped 145% tax on Chinese imports. China struck back with 135% tariff on U.S. soybeans, closing off Bronco's biggest export market. Meantime, Trump's broad import taxes are turbocharging inflation on farm equipment.
It means we hold on to stuff, we fix things instead of trading them off, and just make do with what we have.
They're feeling that a few miles away at the Can Equip dealership in Wamego, Kansas. Parts program manager Doug Meinhardt says most of the tractors on his lot are imported.
All the small tractors are made overseas. The medium-sized tractors are made, you know, in Europe. All the smaller ones are made over in Asia. And that's all going to have tariffs on it.
The biggest and most sophisticated farm tractors are built in the U.S., generally with now highly taxed imported steel. Meinhardt says the 1980s farm crisis triggered the shakeout in the tractor industry, consolidating production under a handful of global corporations that divvied it up across three continents. Back then, sky-high operating costs and low crop prices. Sound familiar? Drove thousands of U.S. farmers under.
I mean, a lot of equipment manufacturers and dealers went out of business in the 80s, too, and it could happen again.
A sense of foreboding is spreading across farm country this spring.
There's a whole bunch of things that are happening at the same time, and none of them are good.
Vance Emke and Louise Emke, married 53 years, formed ground in western Kansas that his ancestors homesteaded in 1885. They feel like Trump is hanging them out to dry.
If you make it, fine. If you don't, so what? And down the road, he thinks the survivors will be fine. Well, what about the rest of us? Where's the graveyard for that?
Trump says farmers should get ready to sell a lot more food inside the United States. Emke says that's not so easy.
Annually, here in Kansas, we grow, say, 400 million bushels of wheat. Half of that has got to be exported, period. I cannot eat two loaves of bread a day. It won't work. We got to export that.
U.S. farmers have spent decades carefully nurturing lucrative trade relationships with foreign buyers. Emke says Trump's fast-shifting tariffs are telling good customers, China, Canada, Mexico, for instance, to shop elsewhere. It's got Louise on edge. She keeps the books for this 14,000-acre farm and seed business and says it's hard to plan.
Oh, it's no man's land or no woman's land. I mean, either way, whatever, where are we going and where are we going to end up is this a concern. You know, I think we hope we land with our both feet on the ground, but it's sure feeling like we're floating and cannot make decisions.
Last time he was in office, Trump dipped into the Treasury, spending $23 billion to compensate farmers for the damage caused by a much smaller trade war. Trump has pledged more of the same this time around, but many farmers say they'd rather depend on their own hard work and open markets than on another bailout from the Trump administration. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, May Antar, Isabella Nieto, and Frank Morris. Music by the Kilthborn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.